and to work to gain my mastery, it would not seem so wonderful at all. What seemed like the product of pure genius was the result of years of labor and many more learning his craft. We tend to think of mastery as something magical or the consequence of raw talent, but it comes from effort and dedication over many years, in most cases, a lifetime. We usually see a master's polished performance or the refined final product of their efforts, but not the process behind it, and so we believe that what they do is beyond our capabilities. We think we don't have the talent or special abilities to do what they do. It's like watching a magic illusion. A magician vanishes a card and makes it reappear in an impossible location. As spectators, we see the end result and are amazed by it, but we do not get a glimpse at the mechanics that made it possible. If we could peek behind the illusion, we would find a process anyone can replicate through the study and practice of sleight of hand. The same is true when watching a great quarterback playing a championship game, a virtuoso cellist giving a concert, or an inspiring speaker commanding the stage. We look at their performance, not how they developed their skills through a process that we could follow too. This book is about that process, how to learn, improve, and master any skill. We'll look past the smoke and mirrors and study the method that creates the magic. We'll begin by exploring the principles of learning and common misconceptions, foundation. Then, we'll discuss how to learn anything, part one. After that, we'll move into improving our abilities and overcoming common challenges, part two. And finally, we'll get into mastery and the path to pursue it, part three. While everything we'll cover throughout the book stands on science, this is not a science book. I'll keep the scientific explanations, research, and studies to a minimum and present them in their simplest form. We can think of it this way. Race car drivers don't need to know all the mechanics or engineering of their cars. Their focus is on mastering how to drive them. This will be our approach. We'll cover some science of how our mind works, but our main interest will be how to use it. For those interested in going deeper into the science, see the selected bibliography section at the end for referenced material. I divided most chapters into principles and strategies, with each of these sections laid out one major point at a time. The principles are the essence behind the strategies, and once you understand them, you won't be limited to the strategies I give you. You'll be able to come up with your own. As pioneer efficiency engineer and management theorist Harrington Emerson noted, "As to methods, there may be a million and then some, but principles are few. The man who grasps principles can successfully select his own methods. The man who tries methods, ignoring principles, is sure to have trouble." That said, you'll still find many strategies and tactics to have immediate actionable steps. Whether you were taking on a new skill or already working on one, these pages will serve as a companion guide to help you learn and master your craft. I'll share with you everything I've learned through years researching and studying cognitive science, top performance, and mastery. I'll show you how to optimize your process and give you the tools to make your dream of excelling at a sport, music, art, or anything else a reality. Nick Velasquez, Tokyo, Japan. Foundation. Chapter 1. Principles of Learning. Learning proceeds until death, and only then does it stop. Its purpose cannot be given up for even a moment. To pursue it is to be human. To give it up, to be a beast. Xun Kuang. Learning is the greatest power of the human mind. Everything we've built, everything we've created, everything we've become has been the result of our ability to learn. And this great power is inherent in all of us. We are made to learn. Throughout millennia of evolution, we developed two primary systems to adapt to our environment. One is our genes, a transgenerational long-term memory encoded in our DNA. Genes carry the instructions for our physiology and some behavioral traits and are an inflexible system that evolves over many generations.